7,000 people are getting ready to attend Apple's so-called Hey Siri product announcement event in San Francisco tomorrow. It always draws fans, but this year more than ever are being allowed in. And as usual, rumors are swirling about what they'll see. An updated iPhone, probably, maybe a new iPad. Some analysts are speculating the event will reveal more about Apple's strategy to become even more connected to our daily lives. Let's read the tea leaves with our weekly guide in the world of tech, Recode. That sound means that Dawn Chmielewski, senior editor of Mobile for Recode, is here. She'll be at the event tomorrow. And Dawn, hello. You write, it's been a while since these events were so shrouded in secrecy you'd faint when you finally saw what was revealed. We'll talk about probably an updated iPhone, but what else are people excited about?
Well, I think the most of the attention and certainly most of the digits expended in the weeks leading up to the September 9th event have been enthusiasm around an update to the Apple TV. Now, the Apple TV, we're not talking about that television set in your living room. This is something entirely different. This is a little device that people currently use to play internet-streamed videos on their TVs. Well, that's going to get a makeover.
Yeah, well, not only that. I mean, what will they be able to do now with the Apple TV again? They can't do broadcast television, but what will they be able to do? It's speculated with a new rollout.
Sure. We'll see all the details tomorrow. But here's what we think might happen. We think, first of all, that Apple will open this device up to developers to actually write software that can be displayed on the television set. So that might result in a number of features like, perhaps more interactivity. But the big excitement is around gaming. As you know, the iPhone and the iPad have turned out to be marvelous devices for casual games like Candy Crush or, any number of these sort of easy-to-play games. They've become quite a phenomenon on mobile devices. And we believe that Apple will begin to bring that same those same features to the television set, perhaps opening up the TV to casual games. We're not talking about Call of Duty kind of console games, but those games that are rather easy for all members of the family to play. And Apple also has, we believe, updated its remote control so that it's motion sensitive. And so conceivably, the remote control might be used as a game controller.
Huh. Okay. So people excited about Apple TV are looking forward to what they'll hear there. But you mentioned the iPad. There were rumors in that category, too. And this is a product that has fallen in sales.
Yeah, it has. It was one of these surprising early successes. Apple sold far more of these devices than anyone, even Apple, expected. But the sales have waned in recent quarters, have actually been declining, as people wait longer to replace them, and also as people get larger screen iPhones that in some instances seem to have taken the place of a tablet because they're so, frankly, large. So there is some speculation that Apple will introduce a larger tablet, perhaps one targeted for the business market. Apple has been striking a number of partnerships of late with IBM and with Cisco to try to cultivate the enterprise, the business community. So I'm not entirely sure that we'll see this tomorrow, but there is some speculation that Apple is working on such a device.
And this might be called the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. But as we're well aware, they sold a heck of a lot of iPhones, a record 183 million in 9 months after the release of the 6 and 6 Plus. Can they match that? Because if they don't, sales will be down, even if, they'll still be maybe selling an extraordinary amount.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's the $180 billion question. Let's be clear. This is the most lucrative product line that Apple has. It accounts for close to 70% of its revenue. So it's critically important that Apple get this right. But analysts are wondering whether this might mark the first occasion where a modestly updated iPhone perhaps won't be able to surpass the record sales that Apple logged over the past year with its iPhone S and the S Plus, which tapped into consumers' appetite for a larger screen.
Yeah. And how might the iPhones be sold? In the past, carriers like AT&T and T-Mobile had subsidies that made the iPhone cheaper, so what might we hear there, if anything?
You know, that's an interesting question. The carriers have slowly been changing their models, moving away from this model in which they agree to subsidize the cost of a device in exchange for me signing a 2-year contract with my carrier. Increasingly, carriers have been moving to a monthly sort of payment plan where I bear the cost of that device. The potential upside for Apple and other device makers is that I now have greater flexibility to replace my device more rapidly. So that could end up resulting in more iPhone purchases for Apple. Yeah. And remember, U.S. is still the largest market for Apple.
Yeah. Don Chmielewski, senior editor of Mobile for Recode, covering tomorrow's big Apple event among the 7,000 people there. Some people downplaying it, you know, saying, oh, what can they come up with? Look, you'll be sitting there when they announce the iPhone will now be a chip that we're going to put in our heads. we've been poo-pooing it. Here and Now, a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. No fainting. This is Here and Now.